morning. So we have another wonderful Wednesday. The last 3 years I've been standing here pretty much on Wednesdays and an opportunity to address Yeshiva as a whole. And this may be the end of the series coming up, but we're looking for a message for the summer at this point. Now, this week's parsha, surprisingly, there are two major losses. Miriam dies and Aaron dies, both in this week's parsha. We're quickly advancing to the almost to the end of the 40 years of the year of the Jews in the desert. The last couple of weeks were actually the first year and a half into the desert, and quickly with Parshas Chukas we advance almost 40 years later, the end of the 40-year stay. We're almost approaching the end of Bamidbar, going into Devarim. Very quick transition between Shlach and Korach going into Chukas. Now the Gemara in Tainis says on Daf Tes that the three wonderful leaders of the Jewish people, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and each one merited a wonderful gift for us. Moshe, in his merit, we had the man, and in Aaron's merit, we had the ananim, which were the shelters that we had in the desert, and in Miriam's merit, we had the bear, the well. Now, what happened when Miriam died is that the well disappeared, because it was her schus when she was gone, so they didn't have that schus, and they didn't have water. And that's exactly what caused what? The complaint. We need water. And Moshe ended up hitting the rock, and the bear came back. That rock, actually, the bear was hiding underneath it. That's what Rashi says. The bear went to hide, and he hit the rock. He actually pushed it over, and the bear came back up. He found it. But you see that it disappeared temporarily with Miriam's death. She was the one who brought it, and then when she died, it disappeared. They needed water. That's what brought on the hitting of the rock. And Moshe's memory book. The next thing in the parasha, when Aaron dies, is that we have Amalek, who disguised themselves. They attacked Klal Yisrael. The only time we find, except for the very, very beginning, when they first left Mitzrayim, Amalek attacked them, surprisingly. Again, now they attack. Why do they attack now? Because since the Ananim disappeared, the Ananim were their protection. There was their shelter. And with Aaron's death, it disappeared. And they were vulnerable. And these nations, Amalek specifically, was looking, and they said, oh, wait a second, oh, I guess now we could attack them. They did. So Klal Yisrael was misspelled, all they were able to save themselves. But guess what happened? The Ananim came back. So the Gemara says that although they lost the Be'er because of Miriam's death, but in the schus of Moshe and Aaron, they were responsible, came back. And when Aaron died, the Ananim went away temporarily, and Klal Yisrael was misspelled, and in the schus of Moshe, everything returned. Not only the bear, so he was carrying on his shoulders their point, not only the schus of the man, but also the bear, and also the Ananim. Moshe Rabbeinu, single-handedly, so to say, was mezakeh Klal Yisrael with all those gifts. So the Ksav Sofer asked the question, if Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to earn all of these gifts, not only the man, but also the bear ultimately, and also the Ananim ultimately, single-handedly, we see that he was able to handle it. He had that schus. So why spread it out? And why did it disappear even? Right? Why did it disappear? Moshe Rabbeinu had that schus all the whole time, and he had it when as soon as Miriam died also. So why did the bear disappear? And when Aaron died, why did it even disappear momentarily? So that question is Ksav Sofer asks. And the message, the answer he gives is our message for today. And this is our message not only for today, but for the summer. So this is the message. That sometimes you have within you the ability to do something to succeed. But unless you draw deep into your abilities, you draw into it, and you tap into that resource and that talent, that ability, it won't necessarily surface. It may be, you may have the potential, but unless you know that you have to use it and apply it, you won't necessarily tap into it and realize what your own deep kochos are. It's not even that deep. You just go there. You need a pep talk. You need some encouragement. You need your chaverim, your rebbeim. You need someone to say, you can do it. You can succeed. You have a nisayon, getting up every morning without someone standing on top of you. You can do it. But you know what? You don't realize it. You think I'm average, I'm mediocre, I'm good. That's not good. You got to be great. Because you have within your ability. Moshe Rabbeinu, temporarily, you know what? They relied on Miriam. She has that schus of the bear. When she died, Moshe and Aaron, until they realized they could do it, so to say, Ksav Sofer says it. They did not rise to the occasion until that moment. I mean, they immediately realized that, and they also carried the extra burden. But the point is, We all have within ourselves that ability to have those schuyos and to succeed and to persevere. So let's learn the lesson of Parshas Chukas, that even with these tremendous losses, Klal Yisrael was able to rise to the occasion, to succeed, and to thrive through those nisyanos. So each one of us also, that's the message, that we have within our abilities to succeed. We shouldn't think low of ourselves. We shouldn't think that we're not capable. We're definitely capable. All the tremendous successes we've already seen and the tremendous nachas we're getting is just an indication of how much more we can see. So chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We should look forward to planning and structuring our summer with a good environments, good opportunity, good structure, and tremendous hatzlachah.